Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great weekend. We continued in our series called The Dumb Tax, looking at the book of Judges. And at our Lewis Center campus, we were focused on the character Samson. And as we talked about the judges and this whole dumb tax idea, this whole cycle that was going on, rebel, repent, repeat, when you get to Samson, there's a lot of narratives that have been told about him, and they all focus on, really, or seem to focus on his great strength. We talked about a couple of different things about Samson, primarily that at a young age, it seemed like he had made this covenant. God had asked his parents for him to make a covenant of a Nazarite vow, which was really focused on three things. Number one, not to drink alcohol, I think so his judgment would never be in doubt, not to touch dead things, which would render him unclean and he couldn't go into the temple for worship. And then thirdly, not to cut his hair, because that gave him this outward visible sign of a profession of faith. And yet, inside of that covenant, Samson understands he has great strength that God's gifted him with, but he sees a Philistine girl, and he goes and tells his parents that he wants them to go down to Philistia and get the girl for him, which is kind of a problem, right? That he won't go talk to this girl that he's interested in. And his parents, they try to convince him otherwise. They try to convince him to choose a Hebrew girl because of that faith connectivity. And Samson's response in Judges 14:3 is, "But Samson said to his father, 'Get her for me, for she looks good to me.'" And so we just spent some time talking about this whole idea of covenant and chemistry. And a couple of things that we talked about. Number one, I said to young men, you know, she can look good to you. Like Samson said, she can look good to you and at the same time be bad for you, right? We talked about how a lot of young men, it seems like in our culture, especially spiritual young men, are looking for Mother Teresa's heart wrapped in a Victoria's Secret Angel model's body, right? And the whole idea there is that, you know, Mother Teresa is never going to step onto that catwalk. Those are two different things. And so when it comes to chemistry, and I'm not saying chemistry is not important, it's not a thing. I'm just saying it's not the thing. One of the things that we talked about in the book, The Meaning of Marriage, Tim Keller says that you always marry the wrong person. The idea there is we're all flawed. And so if you only marry for romance, and in our culture, we've kind of done that. We kind of romanticized romance in terms of, man, it's how I feel. What we really need is covenant. So I encouraged us to choose, married people and single people, choose covenant over chemistry. We talked about those verses that you only read at weddings. Love is patient. It's kind. It's not jealous. It does not brag. It's not arrogant. It doesn't act unbecomingly. Those are covenant words. And so that kind of pushed us to talk about really the flaw under the flaw, or the struggle under the struggle, is that we have to learn, man, there's a downside to every up. And what I mean by that is that Samson's strength was both an advantage and a disadvantage. It was both a strength and a weakness. And so all of us, God has gifted us in ways, both spiritually and then just natural talents and abilities. But we've got to know that there's a downside to every upside, right? That every gift outside of the work of the Holy Spirit is going to be, there are dangers that come along with that. If you say, well, I'm a truth teller, I just tell people how it is in black and white. Okay, that's a gift, but outside the working of the Holy Spirit, you're going to wound people over and over and over again. And you'll pay the dumb tax for that. You'll experience the same consequences over and over again. Or maybe you're sensational at work. That's a great gift. But if you overdo that, the people that you love the most at home, they're going to suffer for it. And you'll pay the consequences. You'll pay the dumb tax on that. Maybe you're the best servant. You serve everybody. If that thing gets out of control outside the Holy Spirit empowering you, you'll eventually hate to see people coming your direction. So it's incumbent upon us to do what we talked about last week, which was embrace inadequacy every day, to go to God in humility and say, God, I can't do this today. That's what fights self-sufficiency. So later on, Samson is delivered over to the Philistines by his own people. And in doing so, Samson fights with the Philistines and he breaks a spiritual vow, or another point of that spiritual Nazarite vow, by picking up the jawbone of a donkey. And we talked about how Samson was willing to compromise covenant for control. And we do that very same thing. We hear this heart-level propaganda from the enemy. You know, other people can't manage a little sin, but you can. or no one will ever know, or just fake it. So we manipulate our clients to get sales, our spouses to get more of what we call me time, our kids to get the public attention that we want. But really, it does come down to who do you trust? And, you know, Samson chose to trust Delilah in the end, and that caused him really in some ways, from our perspective, from a human perspective, really to lose everything. But even in that, at the end of his life, God redeemed it. At the end of his life, he prays, and God helps him to do, scripturally speaking, more than he had done in the rest of his life. So this young boy who was born and given this unique name, Samson, which means sunshine, and the man that the angel said would be the deliverer, is really just an echo of the ultimate deliverer of Christ. And just like Samson was betrayed by his own people, Jesus was betrayed by his own people. Just like Samson allowed himself to be handed over, Jesus allowed himself to be betrayed. And just like God raised Samson up at the end of his life when everything seemed to be over, to his greatest work after Jesus went to the cross, God raised him up in the resurrection to his greatest work. So I would just encourage you, know that your strength is a wonderful gift from God, but also understand your weakness, knowing that. And I would say it's not just that there's a downside to every up, but there's also an upside to every down. Everybody has a Delilah. Everybody's failed. Everybody has a weakness. And so it's not just that you're flawed, but man, please remember today that you're incredibly loved in the cross. So let me pray for us, and let's live out of that gospel today. God, we understand that you are faithful even when we are not. And regardless of anything we've done, any wrong we've committed, you are waiting on us today to repent and turn to you. Lord, the scriptures say, repent and return, that times of refreshing would come from you. And so, God, we look forward to that, those moments today. We look forward to our souls being refreshed, because even now this morning, we're repenting. We're turning our hearts your direction, asking for your influence, your favor, your will, your strength in our lives. God, we surrender. We embrace our inadequacy. We say that we cannot do it on our own, that, God, we need you. And so, God, whatever it is the folks who are listening are facing today, Lord, I pray that you'll be close to them. And I pray, God, that right now they'll take the opportunity to pray you into those areas of their lives. Certainly not that you're not already there, but, God, that their awareness would be high for you in those situations. So you take a minute right now and just pray and invite God into your life this morning and today, and maybe even into some of the specifics of today. Well, once again, thanks for being part of the Drivecast. It's great having you with us. I hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow. And please take the opportunity to join us this weekend for our upcoming services as we wrap up this series. Okay, God bless you guys. Have a great day.